I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 6, 2017 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husseman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome you all to our city council meeting. We got some students back there. Welcome to our meeting. Notre Dame Academy students, you're always welcome here. If you have any questions, or anybody else does, as we proceed through the meeting, please raise your hand, and I'll recognize you in appropriate time to answer the question. This time, we welcome all of you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Husseman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, we do have a couple for tonight. As Agenda Item 4A, I would like to add a consideration of a proposal to sell the property known as SOMO at the southeast corner of Monroe and Main Street, to the east of the hotel. And as Agenda Item 4B, I would like to add Proposed Ordinance 27-2017, to modify our existing zoning code by adding a B5 office residential and retail district to our zoning ordinances. These two items go together. So that's Ordinance 27-2017, which was distributed this evening. And that ordinance is only for referral to the Planning Commission. No action is needed tonight other than that. That is to make the development as proposed at the SOMO district fit our zoning code. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodis?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. First item on the agenda, Agenda Item 4, is to approve our meeting minutes from February 21st, 2017. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes for the February 21st, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. That brings us to added Agenda Item 4A. We have an ordinance which we are distributing around the table right now, Ordinance 26-2017. This is to approve the offer to purchase of Republic Development LLC and the J.C. Hart Company Incorporated to purchase the city's real estate known as the SOMO property for the sale price of $1.2 million. Mr. Lukey, would you like to address this?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Mayor. A little background, perhaps, would that be helpful?
Whatever you'd like to say.
Sure. I think that when we look at the opportunity before us tonight, I'm going to ask our representatives from Republic and Hart to present a bit to us tonight. But I think when we look at this project in terms of where we started 8 years ago, it represents an opportunity that quite honestly didn't exist when our initial planning for SOMO was done. At that time, our consultants told us that the best use for that site was office and restaurants, creating an extension of downtown, catering to the kind of cosmopolitan baby boomers who are still raising families here and who were looking to have a kind of an urban feel in a suburban community. Since that time, several things have changed. Sylvania's come into its own as far as its downtown, having a very vibrant scene, downtown scene north of Monroe Street. Upscale baby boomers have basically become empty nesters who want to downsize but still sort of crave a cosmopolitan life. And maybe more important than any of them is that 100 million Americans under the age of 35 have come of age, and it's the largest segment of the population now. And these are educated professionals who want a lifestyle that they can apply to where they live, where they work, and where they socialize. And so that's exactly, interestingly, what active baby boomers want as well. So the Heart Republic team recognized this and quite honestly brought us a set of experience and funding and vision that quite honestly wasn't on our radar screen when they walked in the door. I think the economic benefit of this, Mayor, and I believe I speak for council, is that our initial vision perhaps would have created more competition for our downtown businesses. It's now on the verge of creating more customers for our downtown businesses. This is a project that we feel could bring 250 new residents into downtown Sylvania and generate an economic impact for our existing businesses that would be something that we couldn't imagine before. So that said, and to shape out the basics, I believe, of what the project would be, I'd like to ask Rick Arnas and Mr. Hart to step up and perhaps share a little bit of what we're going to be looking at today.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure that anybody could say it better than what was just said. So that really does sum it up. What great cities today are looking for is that energy that they can create, and Sylvania's been really good about creating a downtown now that's beginning to radiate. And so the ability to bring more people closer to downtown and be able to share in that is really what people want today, or at least some people want. And so we're pleased to be here and appreciate this. John Hart's here, and John, maybe you've got some things you'd like to add.
Good evening. Delighted to be here this evening with you, and sorry I haven't attended the previous meetings. We've got a lot going on right now. We have to kind of divide and conquer where we can, and so my team has been up here presenting our project. I was up here late in the year to meet with your economic development team to further explore the ideas about the project, and we've been partners with Republic for probably approaching 13 or 14 years. This will be our fifth project together. As you might imagine, they've entertained us a few times socially up here in the Sylvania and the Toledo area. So over time, I've gotten more familiar with what your community has to offer. And when we came across this opportunity, I think Rick and I were particularly excited about the thought of what we could create as a vision for housing in your downtown area. What we have been building primarily in our expansion and growth recently is focusing on more urban infill projects. There's a trend all across the country for people to gravitate back to their urban core. People want to live, work, play. They want to live close to where they can walk and dine and shop or walk to work. And the setting that we are going to be able to work with there, with the creeks and the parks and the trail system, so that we're really extending the lifestyle of people that are going to live there to the adjoining areas, because they'll be able to enjoy all of those amenities that extend the site beyond just the amenities that we'll have there itself. So we're very excited about that. And one of the things I would emphasize is that we do really focus on building unique, one-of-a-kind communities that are very upscale. That I think you'd be surprised at the level of finishes and the quality of the product that we build. And I think the most important thing to note is that our products are all designed to cross over a wide variety of demographic groups. We don't target just the millennials
kind of product we build will capture a percentage of a wide variety of those demographic groups, including the aging baby boomers. I could see this as being a perfect location for folks who are ready to downsize, or maybe they have a home in a warmer climate, and this would be a great place for them to maintain a residence here in Sylvania while they're away in the winter. So we're very excited about the opportunity and pleased to be here tonight. And I know Randy has the ability to set up and put the pictures up if you feel you would like to do that in front of the public tonight. Short of that, I'd be happy to answer any questions and or move on down the road.
Right. I would suggest, Mr. Mayor, that we do have a press conference scheduled for tomorrow morning. Maybe that would be an opportunity for folks to see the project, unless other council members feel that we want to go through it one more time.
There was a new elevation, the south elevation of the west building that was distributed, I believe, at your council spots tonight. Mr. Mishka, I think that helped address your concern at the last meeting about the appearance of the buildings. It was just a schematic aerial view before that gives you more of the character of the building. Certainly adds a great deal to our downtown, and actually is very, very inviting from the riverside. We appreciate the investment that you are making in our community. This is the latest in a long string of projects where the city has purchased property, cleared it where appropriate, and made it available. This is by far the best building site in Sylvania, and I'm sure that's why it attracted both Mr. Arnos and yourself. But other projects around it that the city's worked on, right next door, the hotel site, and your site used to be part of a downtown bulk oil facility. It's been cleared and cleaned up. We took down an office building on your site. The city has recycled it and built the hotel there, built the Root building. The city has also done the Element 112 up north of the Historic Museum. River Center Drive to the east of you is another one that the city has done. You are probably the largest and best development that's coming to fruition from the city investing in properties, clearing them, and making them ready for development. And the Maplewood Marketplace right across the street here is another one that's about to be sold by the city as well. All success stories, and we wish you the best of luck to make yours a success story as well, and we're confident that you will. City Council does have in front of it Ordinance 26-2017 to approve their offer to purchase this land. Either Mr. Lutke, it could be Mrs. Hussman, or Mrs. Westfall, whoever you think is appropriate should read this.
I got to do Marketplace.
Okay. You're on the agenda later, Sandy.
Very, very unselfish on this side of the table. Mayor, let me suggest that I read it, and then if council has any questions, they could address them at that point. Would that be appropriate? Okay. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 26-2017. Copies have been previously provided to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Approving the offer to purchase of Republic Development LLC and J.C. Hart Company Incorporated to purchase the city's real estate known as the SOMO property located along Monroe Street at a sale price of $1.2 million. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said offer for purchase on behalf of the city of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 26-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. Any discussion or communication or questions at this time?
Mr. Mayor, I have just a few thoughts on this. And you know, this is not a city of Sylvania development. What we've done here is something that that I think any local government could be proud of. What we've done here is we bought some disparate properties at market. We've been, as a government unit, we've been able to hold those and assemble those through some rough economic times for real estate development generally. But as we go forward here, we're not spending government dollars on this project. We're going to recoup what we invested in the properties. And we are fortunate to have very qualified entrepreneurial developers step in and become part of our community. And we're glad you're here. Our next role as a government is not to invest in your project, that's yours, but is to share with the public the view of what we're going to do and go through a significant zoning change. We're going to create a new zoning category to accommodate your development and similar developments as we look forward to maybe some other high-density uses and appropriate locations in the city. But we thank you for being here, and we wish you luck. And we're here to help, but you're on your own.
Thank you very much for that. I would just add that as you go forward, one thing that you might seriously consider, and it appears that you are, to the point that you just made, is the notion of connectivity. And that's a real buzzword right now. But bicycle trails linking to broader trails around here. But even within the downtown area, how you can make pedestrian traffic feel more comfortable going from SoMo to NoMo to the grocery store, to the pharmacy, those things, that interconnectivity is what, for people being able to walk, is really special. And it will set you apart. You know, when you go down to downtown Perrysburg, how alive that's feeling now, and Sylvania's moving there, this is going to help propel it in that direction. But it will need your help and vision in making those, in thinking about how to create that connectivity in a better way, in a more enhanced way, in a safer way.
Mr. Hayden, you missed one item. There's $500,000 of state capital improvement money going towards this development as well. Our former state representative, Barbara Sears, went to bat for us on that and brought that home from Columbus. We've had that at some of the other developments. We certainly had it at the Maplewood Market, and we're glad to be able to bring that investment to you as well. There's no further questions. We have a motion and a second to approve reading by title only and waiving the second reading. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 26-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 26-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 26-2017 is approved. You were not the only developer that stepped forth on this property, but you were the unanimous choice of City Council, and I wish you well. The city will cooperate with you in every way possible. And before we sign your contract, I want to go on to added agenda item 4B, because it's part of this process as well. The housing project that you are proposing exceeds the city's density for housing by more than 3 times. And as a result, your sales contract is contingent upon the city adapting its zoning ordinances to do that. And we are proposing a new zoning classification, B5, office, residential, and retail district, to be able to accommodate that density. And it will not be handed out in other places of the city unless they are for quality developments on a sizable site like yours as well. 3 times is a big thing to swallow, and this needs to be referred to our Planning Commission for their input, and it's going to have to go through a public notice and a vote of council to adopt this. And I know you're well aware of that, but I wanted to put it on the record that City Council is going to create a new zoning code for the project that it just voted to sell you the property for. So I would like to have ordinance 27-2017 introduced. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you.
But wait a minute. I'm sorry.
We
need to do is refer this to the Plan Commission tonight.
Right. And Mr. Mayor, so I do want to refer ordinance number 27-2017, creating a new chapter 1143 and a new zoning code B5 to our Planning Commission for its review and comment. And I would like to ask the Planning Commission specifically to comment on the height requirement in the ordinance and the density requirement in the ordinance. And you can convey to them that I would be comfortable with bigger heights and greater densities. But I would like to know what their thought is on that going forward. So with that,
As you know, the density that the developer is requesting is based on meeting the parking requirement that they recommend. And I know you feel that in the future that won't be necessary, but they're the owners of the property and that's what we're basing it on.
I understand that. And we've talked about this issue before, but I would be very interested in the Planning Commission's thoughts on that, particularly in the event that we want to amend the proposed ordinance to address any of those factors. So again, I move that we refer ordinance number 27-2017 to our Planning Commission for their review and comment.
Second.
And moved and seconded to refer this change to our zoning code to the Planning Commission. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. And the Plan Commission meets a week from Wednesday on March the 15th for its consideration of that. And it's very possible because of the depth of change to our zoning code that they will also reconvene on it on April 12th, the second Wednesday in April, before they make the recommendation to you. And we'll have to set a public hearing to move the process ahead.
Mr. Mayor, just one other thing related to item 4A and 4B. Our friends from the media are here tonight and I would suggest that, so that we can go, I'm sure everybody will want to hear about our advanced tree cutting contract, but it might be more appropriate if you all went out with the J.D. Hart people and the Republic people and maybe did some conversation out in the hallway and we can move on. Okay, thank you guys very much.
All right, at this time, Mr. Sanford asked if we could just slow down the meeting and we'll sign these contracts and get you on your way. That's a little unusual, but I'm comfortable doing that. This is a big transaction of the city and I don't think it's that tough. Mr. Wolf, you can be witness to this as well as the city's attorney. We appreciate you being here as well tonight.
We're going to sign it?
Oh.
We're actually apparently going to sign the deal, so step up if you wish.
Yes, come on up.
Okay.
We just do what Leslie tells us to do.
Well, Mr. Wolf's in the room, I listen to him as well. He works for the Washington Local School District and I listen to him. You feel presidential?
Yes, sir. Looking up. This is how you say it.
Well, it's definitely the one agenda to be discussed. Because of the complexity of it, I think the Plan Commission will work on it. The critical time pattern is before 30-day public notice for the
We're good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
It occurred to me, Mr. Mayor, that the girls from Notre Dame didn't know what we were talking about. We failed to mention the actual Friday. My fault. They all thought it was cool. Public policy has to be cool.
They don't need you.
Nobody needs to tell you.
I don't need to.
All right. I think we are ready to proceed. Except for the Notre Dame students, the house is empty. We're glad you're still here. Let me explain something, unless Mr. Lukey already did, or Mr. Hanum, about our two-step process for passing ordinances.
Nope.
Hey, nope, you didn't do that. Nope. We do two things. We have two motions. The first is to waive the need to read the whole thing, read by title only, because we have copy machines in the internet now. That's the first motion. And the second motion is to waive the second and third readings. And then the second motion is final passage. When council has five or more votes, they can pass things in one night rather than taking three nights to do it. And as long as you have that supermajority, and most council business is done that way, it can be passed in one night. And this was a unanimous vote by city council, so it could be done tonight. There are lots of contingencies on that, though. One is the zoning change, and any property transaction, there are contingencies on it. But both sides want to make it happen. So it likely will happen. And ground will be broken later this year or early next year once all those contingencies are satisfied. So you can listen to the next one. We have a number of ordinances to pass tonight. You're in luck. So we're going to get back on our agenda. We're up to agenda item 5. This is proposed ordinance 17, 2017. This is to adopt and enact current replacement pages for this book of codified ordinances. The city passes changes to the ordinances every year, but also changes by the state of Ohio and occasionally the federal government need to be incorporated as well. The laws of Sylvania must be in compliance both with the state of Ohio's laws and with the federal government's. The city is a law-passing level of government. Federal government can pass laws, Congress can pass laws, my legislature can pass laws, and cities can pass laws. Township trustees, county commissioners, and school boards do not pass laws. They pass budgets, but they cannot make laws that govern people. So this is the lowest rung on the ladder for passing laws, and obviously we can't pass laws that the federal government or the state of Ohio don't approve of, though that does happen. Marijuana is a good example. They have states approving it and the federal government not. So that does happen, but tonight we're getting ourselves back in line with the feds, with the state, and with everything that council's passed. Is that accurate, Mrs. Mining? Okay.
That is correct.
I took away her thunder. Sorry about that. Okay, you've got Ordinance 17-2017 in your packets, and you can see all the sections that are being updated. Looks to me like there's 25 or 30 of them. So, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 17-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. An ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances, to repeal ordinances in conflict therewith, to publish the enactment of new matter, to waive the second and third readings, and declare emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 17-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 17-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 17-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 17-2017 is approved. Any idea when those sheets already did come out, or what's the status of that?
You will get the updated pages at the next council meeting, and the company is already updating the website.
The online version, which apparently is used quite a bit. So we're glad we got it online from them. Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item 6. This is proposed ordinance 18-2017. This is to authorize an agreement with Volunteer Energy Services to set the city's natural gas aggregation supplier for a 24-month period beginning May of 2017. That's a pretty good reach out there. Mr. Fry, you are the county's negotiator and contract agent for this, and I understand you would like to push back.
I would, Mr. Mayor.
So we're going to need a motion from a member of council recognizing that and allowing you to push
so
back.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Mr. Fry being allowed to push away, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The necessity for that is if a councilman doesn't vote on something, it's recorded as a positive vote, and it would be a conflict of interest because of his negotiating position with Lucas County and his own firm. This is a very good deal for the city of Sylvania, and I'm sure that others are passing the same aggregation agreement. To go out 24 months at the low gas prices that we have is quite a good deal. I'm sure it got Mr. Fry's endorsement at the county level. So I do endorse this, and Mr. Mishka, this is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 18-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement with Volunteer Energy Services Incorporated to act as the city's natural gas aggregation supplier for a 24-month period beginning in May 2017 and ending in April 2019, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 18-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 18-2017.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 18-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and ordinance 18-2017 is approved. Again, for the benefit of the students here tonight, city, I hand off to members of council to read ordinances, and that's not random. Council has eight committees, standing committees, and whatever committee's business it is, that's who reads the agenda. Most council committees have three or four members, and with council's permission, I'd like them quickly to go around the table and identify themselves and their committee. That'll give you what the committees are as well. Mr. Hanem.
I'm Doug Hanem, Chair of Zoning and Annexation.
I'm Katie Capalini, I'm Chair of Parks and Forestry.
I'm Jason Mishka, Chair of Utilities and the Environment.
I'm Mary Westfall, and I'm Chair of Finance and Safety, and I'm a Notre Dame Academy graduate.
I'm Sandy Hussman, I am not a graduate of Notre Dame, but I am Chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm the Chair of Streets.
I'm hardly a graduate of any high school. I'm Mark Lucy, I'm Chair of the Human Resources and Community Relations Committee on Development.
Okay, I think that's the last classroom alert for you. If you have questions, feel free to raise your hand. Okay, we're going to move on in our agenda, we're up to agenda item seven. This is for our micro resurfacing project this year. Again, this is being awarded the same contractor, or recommended for award to the same contractor, which is the state term contractor, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our plan this year is to do just under 4 miles of micro surfacing. The letter that I sent to everyone has a list of streets, it's a pretty extensive list, so I won't read through that, but you can see that we are able to hit several different streets around different parts of the city. So just under 4 miles. The price that we have this year, which is through the state term pricing from Strasser Construction, is $197,640.39. This has been a good product for us. The last couple of years, we've been able to hit a lot of streets at a lower cost, and the final product has been an acceptable one. It is a practice that we plan to use where we can, and we would recommend approval of this year's contract to do the 2017 streets that we have listed there.
The minute should reflect that Mr. Fry has rejoined us at the table. And also, the definition of a state term contract, that means it's a contract that the state of Ohio has already bid competitively. They do that for vehicles, for excavation equipment. They're doing this for paving contractor. They do it for building materials as well, or interior finishes. And it saves the city of going through the same bidding process and still get the benefit of that better price. So that's what we're doing. And the paving that he's talking about is a thinner coat. Instead of grinding the roads down and putting in a layer, a wearing course of layer, asphalt, inch and a half thick, this is about a half an inch thick or so, or less.
Less than a half an inch.
Yeah, but it seals it and has been working very well for us. It's much less expensive. And to get 4 miles of paving for that budget, that's really good. That's $50,000 a mile, and it will last for a number of years. As long as what it's going on top of is in good shape, this will make it last longer. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 19-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Strasser Construction Incorporated to provide pavement rehabilitation work for the 2017 microservicing project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $197,640.39, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 19-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 19-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 19-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and ordinance 19-2017 is approved. Any idea on the schedule of that, Mr. Aller?
They do plan on starting after the school year. A couple of those streets will depend on some developments that we have in building that we have in town on when we can get into them. We don't want to do them because we know of some street cuts that are going to have to be made
Understood.
Until after those street cuts have been
It's
done.
A pretty big list of streets. I appreciate that information. Okay, let's move on to agenda item 8. This is a contract with advanced tree cutting. And this is a challenge that came up that Mr. Aller had to face for the River Trail Phase 2. And I'm going to let him explain his solution, and it does meet the requirements. So, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, as we were working through the ODNR Clean Ohio Trails Fund grant agreement, one of the things that had to be done as part of that agreement was what's called a categorical exclusion. Basically, it covers all of the environmental or possible environmental concerns that could occur on the site. One of the issues that was raised by Fish and Wildlife Division was the possibility that the Indiana bat may reside in that area. And when that is a concern, you can only remove trees between October 1st and March 31st. You cannot remove them between April 1st and September 30th. That being the case, by the time we get out and go to bid and receive bids and all that, we will obviously be beyond April 1st. We would have lost an entire construction season, basically, in that area. Any place where a tree had to be taken down, we would not have been able to do that. So what we have done is reached out to local contractors, received quotes for what it would take to have those trees cut down prior to March 31st, and that way we're able to move forward. And we reached out to three contractors that we use on a routine basis for different things around the city. We received two quotes back, and the low proposal was from T&J Excavating out of Holland, Ohio, at an amount of $8,400 to complete that work by March 31st. And they're confident they can do so, and they know the deadlines they're under. They know the swampy territory that it is right now, but I've indicated that they will accomplish it. So we would recommend moving forward with this contract. It will enable us to obviously not lose an entire construction season. We do have another item that we are addressing. We do have to do a mussel survey in the stream bed, and we are keeping our fingers crossed that there are no mussels present, because that will also cost us time and money. That cannot be done. That mussel survey cannot be done until May 1st. So we will move forward and enter into a contract, and then if the mussels are present, they're just part of the work we wouldn't be able to do until we get that resolved. But we would at least be able to work every place except for the stream bed. So, this contract here, I would recommend approval, and we do have.
They are. And the logic is that we do not have our easement totally settled with Flower Hospital, so we are getting a temporary license to go onto their property and cut these trees down. And the logic with the bats is that they are not residing in the trees or being part of their habitat until April 1st. They are other warmer places, could be your attic, could be underneath the bridge or in a cave or something like that. But we are not allowed to disturb them once they establish residency back in the trees, which on a normal year would be April 1st. Could be your year earlier this year. I don't know. But the law says April 1st. So that's what this is about. We cannot cut down a tree when the Indiana bat has taken up residence. That's what it's all about.
Do we have a lot of caves in the state?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, but we got a lot of attics.
We got a lot of attics, and I think you'll find bats hanging there. We also have chimneys. They like chimneys as well. They're kind of cave-like. And If you don't have a screen on the top of your chimney and you hear rustling, that's what it is. All right. So we do have the two ordinances. First is the proposed ordinance 20-2017 to accept this temporary license from Flower Hospital to go on their property and cut the trees. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 20-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting from Flower Hospital and ProMedica Continuing Care Services Corporation a temporary license for access and tree removal for the River Trail Phase 2 project, dedicating the areas for public purposes as expressed in the license, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that ordinance number 20-2017 be read by title only and a second and third reading be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
It's a move final passage of ordinance number 20-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 20-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 20-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8C. This is ordinance 21-2017, and this is to accept the contract with T&J Excavating and Tree Clearing to go into the project site and do it for $8,400. They are going to fell all trees 3 inches or larger in caliper size, but the trees will be left laying where they fall for the main contractor to take care of it. That was another $20,000 plus, and this is being done outside of the contract State of Ohio grant funds, so we want to keep that as low as possible. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 21-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of T&J Excavating and Tree Clearing, LLC, to provide tree cutting services relative to the River Trail Phase 2 project. Appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $8,400. Waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that ordinance number 21-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance 21-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 21-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 21-2017 is approved. We hope that we do not have Muscle Beach in Sylvania. We're going to find out. Don't feel that the city of Sylvania is being signaled out. I've had schools slowed down by this sort of thing. I've had athletic fields down in Springfield, schools slowed down by the possibility of endangered species. That's just the times we live in. And it's responsible to do this, so don't be alarmed. We will work our way through it and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Moving on to agenda item 9, this is also River Trail Phase 2. We are being asked for additional funding for our engineer group, JJR, for this as a result of some additional items that have increased their original scope of services. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, back in 2015, when we entered into the design services agreement with Smith Group JJR, there were some items that we had not clarified or had not gotten into a deep enough discussion with Flower to know how they were going to, what their position was going to be on such things as lighting, some security measures and things like that on the trail. And rather than guess at those, at that time, we elected to not include them in the design services and then just react accordingly to what Flower was agreeable to and or requested that was in addition to what we maybe had been thinking. So those services have been provided through this, and the contract has not really been adjusted to reflect those changes in the scope of services. And then as well, with some of these environmental concerns that have come forward, the firm has had to spend some extra time on those that was not initially anticipated. So what they have requested is an additional $26,400. That will get us to bid point. We won't have anything until we get into construction services, which will come to you at that time. But this will basically get us through all of the design services and get us to the point of bidding the project. I would recommend approval. I think they're being fair and reasonable, and they've done a good job for us, and so I would ask for approval.
So, Kevin, does this get us through Muscle Beach if there is Muscle Beach?
It will not get us through Muscle Beach if we do have it. That we are hoping that we do not have Muscle Beach.
I understand that, but I'm just I just wanted to make a clarification in my mind whether, because I would have been surprised if that was included in this.
Yeah, there, because there would be substantially more services. What this does get us is, I'm sorry, I should have, I'm glad you asked that, because what this does get us is the muscle survey that I mentioned earlier. This does get us that muscle survey. Okay. So, but if they do end up being present, there will be some additional services. So.
Gotcha. My understanding is if there are mussels, the contractor would not be allowed to walk or disturb the stream base in any way, which means a worker will not be able to wade across the creek. I have to put up fencing along both sides to make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay. We either have to keep everything out of that stream bed or relocate the mussels and then relocate them back when the project is complete.
I've done that. That's effort.
Not even going to ask.
It's better just to stay out of it. And we can't build in the stream bed. We have to span over it with the two bridges that we're, with the bridge that we're building. But the workers, I know how construction sites are. They will just, I need to be over there the shortest route. And they can't levitate across it, so there will have to be some way to accommodate it. All right. We do have ordinance, I don't think we passed it, ordinance 22-2017 to increase the contract with JJR by $26,400. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 22-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the amendment to the proposal of Smith Group, JJR, to provide design services for the River Trail Phase 2 project, appropriating funds, therefore, in an amount not to exceed $26,400, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that ordinance number 22-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 22-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 22-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 22-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10. You have a report from the service director reporting that the existing cooling system in City Hall has failed several times over the past years and only half of the capacity of the cooling tower is working at this time. City Hall was built about 1994, so it's over 20 years old. This is not an unusual thing to have happen. This equipment sits outside. You can see it to the east of the City Hall. This was a budgeted item. However, the budget is being increased based on preliminary prices received. Mr. Aller, anything further to say about that?
No, just this particular item that we had in the capital improvement plan, the estimated cost that we've got from our design firm is higher than what we had originally estimated. But we do have other projects that have actually come in less. That the capital improvement plan is something that we look on a project-by-project basis so that I know exactly, you know, if a project comes in a little more and another one comes in a little less, you know, we take a look and make sure that the final dollars are within what was budgeted. And we are still, even with this increase in this particular project, we're still within less than the budgeted amount. So, it is something that I would recommend moving forward on. The system has been, is.
Compressors tend to seize up over time. There's just no question about that. And I would never say this is a vital project and there's a lot of hot air in City Hall. I would never say that. But I'd hate for this not to proceed.
Kevin, question, are you trying to get this thing in for the existing cooling season, the upcoming one?
It's our hope that we'll be able to. The big concern is delivery time. Mm-hmm. It's our plan to have it in by the cooling season. Yes.
This fits inside of a brick screening wall. We need to make sure the new units fit in there along with air circulation and maintenance distances as well. So it's a pretty customized piece. Mrs. Hussman, you are chairman of Building and Grounds.
I am.
reauthorize, correct.
Mr. Mayor, I would authorize the clerk to advertise for bids or ask for her to do so.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise bids for the City Hall Cooling System Project. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll go out to bid and we will be back to you with the results of those bids. Moving on to agenda item 11. A safety study has been conducted along Alexis Road between Acres Road and Elliott Drive. There are some things in there that we feel that City Council needs to be aware of as being recommended. You have seen ODOT do them on other major intersections in Sylvania Township, building medians and not allowing left turns and having U-turns established. And I didn't picture that for this part of Alexis Road. But my recommendation is that this be referred to the Streets Committee for their review and discussion as where to go with this. And so I would call on Mr. Fry to refer this study to his committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to refer the Mannequin Smith study for the ODOT Highway Safety Improvement Program for Alexis Road between Acres and Elliott to the Streets Committee.
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer that Mannequin Smith study to Streets Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor. I have been approached by at least one business in this area.
Not surprised.
And about this. And they would, I think that what they're most interested in is probably meeting with someone from the administration to explain what this would involve. And rather
we would have our consultant there, Mannequin Smith, to really address it.
That would be great if we could arrange a meeting with the businesses and let those businesses along there know that if we just provide them with a public availability session to meet and talk and get some feedback, maybe do that before we have our Streets Committee meeting. I think that would be a more efficient way than having
them. There's no doubt that a center median barrier hurts the businesses along it. You see that along Central Avenue. The new intersection at 475 and Central Avenue is a marvelous improvement, improving traffic flow greatly. However, I was surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised, that the BP station at the southwest corner is up for sale. They've had enough and they're out of there.
That station's had some issues, issues as well.
Environmental issues or something? I don't know.
No, not those.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just noticed it. I assume it was related to that. It's a tough one.
Those are fixable.
All right. So that one's coming to your committee, Mr. Fry. Thank you for your leadership on that. Let's turn to the second page of our agenda. We're up to agenda item 12. This is proposed ordinance 23-2017 to authorize an agreement between the City of Sylvania and the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for Suburban Court Services Programming. This is Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an agreement that we've had with the Board of County Commissioners since 1997, wherein they provide a victim's advocate to our court so that victims of crimes that come through our court have the opportunity to meet with her. There's been no increase in the cost to the city since 2008, and I would recommend its approval.
Questions? Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 23-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania between the City of Sylvania and the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the Suburban Court Services Program, agreeing to participate in funding a portion of the local share for suburban court services, appropriating $25,000, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 23-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 23-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 23-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 23-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 13. This is for the purchase of a one-ton dump truck, which was included in the city's capital improvement budget for 2017. It also will be purchased on state term contract. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this truck was included in the 2017 capital improvement plan. The chassis will be purchased through the ODOT Cooperative Purchasing Program, state term pricing. It's from Valley Truck Centers, which is over in the Cleveland area, at a cost of $42,855. We did reach out to local dealers, and because we are able to purchase from dealers that aren't necessarily in the program, if they're willing to match the state term price, none of the local dealers were able to do that. So we'll be purchasing this one from a dealer in the Cleveland area at a cost of $42,855. And then the dump body and safety package that we put together, we requested quotes from manufacturers of those systems, and Kaleida Truck Equipment out of Wallbridge, Ohio, submitted the best cost proposal on that at a cost of $15,460. And we would recommend approval of both purchases. We've actually worked with both dealer and Kaleida Truck in the past, and have gotten along just fine with the purchases. This is one of those purchases I talked about. Some come in more, some come in less. We had about $66,000 budgeted for this one-ton dump truck, and we're coming in just over $58,000. So that's one of those that we gained a little bit. So I would recommend approval for the purchases.
And this is part of the city's ongoing process to replace its aging dump truck / slow snow plow truck fleet.
Yes, this is one of the trucks that we use for our parking lots and things of that nature. It takes a beating. Anytime you put a plow on a truck, those trucks take a beating. And it's time to move one through. So we're not adding to the fleet. We're simply replacing it.
Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 24-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Valley Truck Centers for the provision of a new one-ton dump truck chassis for the Division of Streets, Department of Public Service, appropriating funds, therefore, appropriating $42,855, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 24-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to move final passage of ordinance number 24-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 24-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 24-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 13C, proposed ordinance 25-2017. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 25-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I would read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Kaleida Truck Equipment Incorporated for the provision of a new dump body and safety package for the Division of Streets, Department of Public Service, appropriating $15,460, therefore waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that proposed ordinance number 25-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 25-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 25-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 25-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 14. Police Division would like to sell on GovDeal some equipment they no longer need, two executive chair, high-back chairs, four guest chairs, and one steel case chair. Chief Rodas.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to add, we have started to do our little spring cleaning a little bit early here. We have some sub-shares here that we no longer use. We replace them, so we're trying to clean out our storage to make room, so I would respectfully ask council's approval to go ahead and list this on GovDeals auction site and see if somebody else would like to purchase up.
We just need a motion to approve this sale. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the items as presented to be offered for auction on GovDeals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize that listing and sale on govdeals.com. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and that is approved. Agenda item 15. Committee chairman, have any committee reports to make at this time? Agenda item 16, anything new for referral to committees of council?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hanum?
Before we finish tonight, I want to talk about SOMA for just one more moment, and that is I think we can be very proud about this process that we've gone through. It's easy to pat ourselves on the back. But I particularly want to thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your leadership on this. For Bill's hard work on this, and I know Mark today, yeah, I think the PR effort that we've made is extraordinary. I want to thank Leslie for putting up all my comments on the legal documents along the way. But there's someone who's not here tonight who I think we want to make sure we thank Jim Mohn for his hard work over the years, his vision and leadership on this. And he's not with us tonight because he's probably doing something a lot better than being here. But please, Mr. Mayor, if you will convey to him my thanks, and I'm sure all of us around the table here would want him to know that we're glad where we are. We've got more work to do, but we're in a good place, and we can feel good about that.
All right. Thank you. Any further comments or business? You can look at the February 2017 bank reconciliation statements. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks.